June 24, 1906, she continues to long for heaven. After I told the confessor what is written above, he got upset, for he absolutely wanted me to oppose the Lord, because obedience did not want it. As for myself, I was feeling worse. The thought of the many privations of blessed Jesus, which had burned me to the quick over and over again, made me long for heaven. I felt my poor humanity vividly, as it kept grumbling against obedience. I felt my poor humanity as if under a press, and I could not make up my mind. In the meantime, our Lord came, with an arch of light in his hands. A scythe came out, also of light, which touched the arch that blessed Jesus held in his hands, and as the arch was touched, it remained absorbed in Christ. And he disappeared, without giving me the time to tell what obedience wanted. I understood that the arch was my soul, and the scythe was death.